Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salam rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, awesome parents, for being here today. This is the beginning of the six-step peaceful parenting system, class one, and it'll be a series of videos through this class so that you can do it in small chunks through your busy week. As I understand, it is a very hectic time being a mum, alhamdulillah. Just a quick overview of what we're going to cover over the 6 weeks. This week, we are going to talk about connection and listening, about two adult-to-adult listening tools called listening partnerships and support group. We are going to really learn about how listening and connection is great for our intelligence and for developing our children's intelligence. In week two, we're going to look at children's big emotions and a tool called Stay Listening, which is what we use when children are having big emotions. Week three is going to be a lot about why we lose it, what's going on with us, why we can't be patient with children, and a very special tool called Special Time. And it's not the same as what other parenting courses would call Special Time. It's actually quite different. In week four, we're going to look at what is off-track behavior and looking at setting limits. So it's the respectful and loving way to say no, that is not okay, that behavior is not acceptable. So it's not a permissive way of parenting, it's a peaceful way of parenting, not peaceful in the sense that we don't ever hear children cry or tantrum, but peaceful in the sense that we're working from a peaceful place inside. And we do still set limits because children need limits, and we'll learn all about that in week four. Week five is about emotional projects. We have them, children have them, and that's why sometimes parenting seems so hard, because the same problem seems to happen over and over and over again. So we learn what that's all about. And a beautiful tool called Play Listening. It's one of my favorite tools because Special Time, which is a very much a one-on-one thing between the adult and the child, it's very difficult when you've got more than one child. So play listening is the other way of bringing playfulness into parenting, and it doesn't require you to be on your own with the child. You can use this tool when you've got all your kids around. So it's about finding our inner child and getting playful again and healing hurts from the past, overcoming fears, and all sorts of amazing things can be achieved through laughter. And in the final week, we're going to talk about time in and time out, nothing like the time out that we've probably seen in parenting courses before. We're going to look at connection plans. We do education plans for our kids. We do meal plans for our kids. So why not have a connection plan? You know, as we're going to find out today, connection is as vital to children as sleep and being fed. And we're going to tie it all together, bring it all together, inshallah. So there are six listening tools, because the key to what we teach is all about listening, and that's why our first lesson this week is all about the power of listening. So we learn about four adult-to-children listening tools: Stay Listening, Special Time, Setting Limits, Play Listening, and the adult-to-adult ones, which we will cover today, are Listening Partnerships and Support Group. And the support group is something that you will experience in each and every one of our live sessions together, inshallah. So before we start talking about connection, let's just think a little bit about what we know about parenting, what we've been taught, or what we've intuitively learned from how we were parented. So many of the things that I have come across over the years are, well, as kids, the ultimate punishment was the wooden spoon. And fortunately, I was the goody two-shoes of the family, so I avoided that most of the time. But my brother, the one that was directly after me, he had many a wooden spoon broken on his bottom. So we've seen physical punishments, like parents using their hand to smack, or a belt or a wooden spoon or something like that. We've seen timeouts, and even TV shows encouraging timeouts in naughty corners as a solution. We get a lot of programs that teach about rewards and consequences. So rewarding kids for good behavior, consequences for bad behavior. We also have positive parenting, which in many ways is great. It's all about pointing out the positives and working with the positives. But again, you actually will find as we learn what we teach, there's an area where you've got to be careful with that too. For instance, we want our children to grow up, you know, believing in themselves and not feeling that the only time they're worthwhile is if they're pleasing us. And so the side effect of positive parenting, where it's all about praising all the good stuff, can actually be encouraging them to believe that, you know, they're only good when they're getting praise. So, you know, even the positive stuff can have its flaws. What else have I learned? 1, 2, 3 magic. That's where you believe, you know, the philosophy behind that is children intuitively know what's right and wrong. They don't need a lecture, which I agree with. They don't need a lecture. And I agree with they do know. But the solution is that you go, that's 1, that's 2, that's 3. And if they don't get back on track, you stick them in the corner for time out. So all of these different parenting methods, you may have tried some of them, you may have tried all of them. You may have tried lots of even different ones to the ones I've just mentioned. These are just the ones that come off the top of my head. And you may have found sometimes they work. Yeah, and sometimes they do, but they don't consistently work. And when you find out about what we teach, it'll become clear, inshallah, why. So a lot of what is being taught about rewards and consequences and all of this sort of thing is sort of around the, you know, behavioral theory. And a lot of that research was done on animals. And we know from our Islamic teachings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed his creatures with different attributes. And one thing that we were given as humans over animals was free thinking and the ability to choose between right and wrong. And so behavioral training of children doesn't actually fit with our Islamic understanding either, because it's not taking into consideration that the human mind has the ability to choose between right and wrong. We don't need to be trained in right and wrong. In fact, children are born on the fitra. They're born with the natural instinct for good and belief in Allah. And it's their environment, their parents, the people around them, the society around them that influences and changes that as they grow. So looking at it from a behavioralist perspective is not fully embracing the amazing wonder of the mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And alhamdulillah, we're going to learn actually how to do that. So first, I would like to talk a little bit about connection and what's happening, what we need as humans when it comes to connection. So let's talk about children. We're building our children's intelligence. Every time we help them up the stairs, or we play hide and seek with them, or peekaboo with a baby, we pick them up when they feel tired and afraid, or we help them tie their shoelaces, or even with a teenager, we spend endless hours in the passenger seat while they're learning to do their driving test. All of these things are actually building our children's intelligence through the warm connection that we're giving them. Children's brains don't come fully developed. they're wired to develop their intelligence in relationship with their parents and caring adults, so the people around them as they grow up. Giving relaxed eye contact and warmth, relating with caring attitude, and being attuned to children's verbal and emotional signals are a powerful way adults can develop a child's intelligence. So it's not easy to offer this kind of close, frequent connection with children. To be able to connect, we also, as adults, need to refuel. We need the same kind of connection our children do in order to, you know, refresh ourselves, refuel ourselves. Someone that's going to listen to our thoughts, our feelings and our goals, our struggles, our problems, all of that. Listening and being listened to is really helpful to help parents connect or reconnect. And research has shown that when parents or caregivers listen to each other with respect and warmth, their ability to enjoy parenting and connect well with their children grows. So you're going to have a chance to explore that and feel that for yourself in our group sessions together, inshallah. But you will also build listening partnerships within the group. We'll pair off during our 6 weeks together, and then hopefully beyond that time, you will continue to be listening partners for one another. Because part of what we're doing here is not just teaching parenting, but building community, building a parenting community and a support structure that parents vitally need. Because this work of parenting is hard work. It's predominantly unsupported and misunderstood. So, in summary, when we are listened to, whether it's us or whether our children are listened to with warmth, respect, eye contact, and really listening, what happens is trust and cooperation and respect builds. This can be between us as adults, or it can also be between us as parents with our children. And as a result, our intelligence, our children's intelligence, actually grows. And a child's neural networks actually grow.